You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Our question today, is it possible to be LGBTQ plus while also being deeply religious, Pastor?
That's a very interesting one.
Yes.
But I would say issues of religion, I'm not sure whether there is a religion that pertains to that belief of same-sex marriage. But the religion of Christianity that I belong to, there is a clear-cut principle in the Bible.
Right.
Yes, the principles, I think we'll mention this tomorrow deeply, yeah. But the principles are clearly there from the Bible that God created Adam for Eve and Eve for Adam.
Right.
Any other issues that has come, even when you check the issues of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
God destroyed people because of these issues.
Okay.
So for today, I can mention this to say the religion of Christianity does not accept that from biblically.
Okay.
Yes. So, but we will give biblical evidence tomorrow and get deeply into it also so that people will understand the perspective from Christianity.
Right. So, yes. So you're saying you can't be a Christian and be LGBTQ.
I can safely say you can be a Christian, but you cannot be a true Christian because a true Christian, the principles says that you should not marry someone of the same sex.
Right.
So
right.
There are Christians who are LGBTQs, but according to the standard of the Bible, they don't stand as true principles because they're actually falling against what God has spelled out.
I want you to understand the context that I'd like you perhaps to answer us from, Pastor. Paul says,
yes.
I desire to do this, but I find myself doing something that I don't want to do. That which I want to do, I don't do.
Mm-hmm.
What?
The context of sin.
Yes. So what would you say to a person who says, I'm LGBTQ not by desire? It's what I find myself doing. Like Paul says, I find myself doing this even though I don't want to do it. And yet we cannot be saying Paul is not a Christian, even though he himself has got his own issues. We don't know what he's been talking about because you theologians keep saying in there he was probably talking about his eyesight problems. And some are saying it was an issue of pride because he was highly learned and he could speak a lot of languages. We don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us what the thorn in Paul's flesh is. So the question is, what if there is a person who is in the LGBTQ plus community who says he too or she too has a thorn in their flesh? Can't they be like Paul, be fully Christian, but still have this thorn of being an LGBTQ plus member?
Allow me to just say a statement on that, then maybe deal with biblical part tomorrow.
Okay.
If someone is an LGBTQ on issues where someone says, I don't want to do this, but it's nature that is propelling me to do this.
Okay.
Then there is room for repentance. We classify that one as a sinner, as an adulterer. But most of the people that we have in this situation, they have made a choice. They have made a deliberate choice that this is what they want.
Right.
But God accepts those who say, I don't want to do this,
but
I end up doing. I want to believe that God can just work out the same as he is doing to those who are murderers and to those who steal. Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, goodness. You've been hitting me in the head this week. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your answer. I'm looking forward to our conversation tomorrow. It promises to be very interesting. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Have a wonderful day further. And a happy Sabbath, Mfundisi.
Happy Sabbath. God bless.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.